Dear Diary, today will be different. So, I am home from my Mystic Falls experience. Oh my gosh, you guys, it was so amazing. If you are a TBD fan, I am sure you were geeking out just as hard as I was with everything that I was sharing. If you are not a TBD fan and you have no clue what the hell I'm talking about or why I started the intro that way, TBD stands for The Vampire Diaries. It is the best show ever made, in my opinion. And I had the pleasure of going to Covington, Georgia, which is where they film The Vampire Diaries. And it is the cutest little town. And actually, Covington, Georgia is known as the Hollywood of the South. So there has been lots of movies and shows that have been filmed there. Currently, right now, the Netflix show Sweet Magnolias is being filmed there, if you watch that. But yeah, it's adorable. And they were also doing a convention at the time through a company called Epic. And we didn't go the 3 full days that we were there with my girlfriends, but we went for one of the days, and that was absolutely amazing as well. And I definitely want to create more content and share more. I am actually working on a separate page, a separate account to play out my total fandom so that I am not just like bombarding my current account with all my Vampire Diaries stuff. So I can have a place that I can just curate and create and just be in the energy of it, because it's definitely something that is a big, strong love of mine. And I know it sounds silly, and I honestly never really got it. Like, when people would be super obsessed really with anything, whether it was a band or a show or someone specifically, like, I would get into things. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I love Friends. Like, love that show. I've loved other shows, other movies, music, and things like that. Like, music is definitely something I probably maybe have geeked out a little bit on. If you know anything about me and my musical background, it's definitely a big part of who I am. And it definitely makes sense in terms of now with me and the facilitation work that I do, especially when it comes to Soul Flow. But when it comes to, like, fandom, where I would see people go to conventions or these things, and I was like, what the what? Like, I just didn't get it, but now I do. Like, I get it. And for me, The Vampire Diaries, it came into my life. So here's the parallels. Anybody who's like a big Vampire Diaries nerd, you're gonna get this. It came into my life several years ago during a really hard time in my life, and it really just got me through. And it was the comfort show that got me through it. And because of that, it's just, I have this very deep connection to it. And there's all sorts of other reasons of why I love this show. And I think, like, I could definitely break down even more. There's just certain things. It's like a very deep kind of like somatic sensory experience for me when I'm watching it, because the music that they play and the songs that they select for specific scenes, like, really pulls it in. And then the imagery, like, the cinematography of it just is so beautiful. And so for me, it's very much like this visual, it's a very, again, somatic experience for me. And it pulls on everything for me when I'm watching it. Like, I'm just in it, okay? But for those of you that are TVD fans, you'll know, like, that was what Elena says about Stefan and how he came into her life during a difficult time, and it really is what she needed, and it's what kind of bonded her in the relationship that they had had. So for me, I think that's why, like, at my core, I have, like, a very kind of, like, soft spot for early Stelena for me. But anyways, I just figured I would pop on here and just kind of share, you know, a little bit, kind of, like, why I had gone and why this was so important to me to go. And I actually have more planned for that area. I have been on the DL planning a special woman's retreat for Mystic Falls. I'm really excited about that. There's several of you guys that know about it and you're like, when are you going to announce dates? Oh my God, I want to go. That would be so much fun. I'm hoping that I'm going to get things a little bit more finalized, maybe in the next several weeks, so I can kind of roll with that. But if you're listening to this and you're like, hell to the yes, message me, Instagram, email, whatever. You'll have all the info in the show notes. Go ahead and message me and let me know, like, hey, I want on that wait list, because it's going to be a very limited number of people that I'll be able to hold space for that. Just because of just like some logistical things. So just let me know. And then, yeah. If you are a huge nerd like me, know that there is another convention coming in June, and I am definitely thinking I'm going to be going to that one. The convention was just so much fun. I mean, yes, I got to take a picture with, Nina, Paul, and Candace, and then I did another one with Malarkey, because I just love me some Enzo. But really what I thoroughly enjoyed the most was the panels and being able to sit there and listen to them just talk, not just about their experiences on the show, but talk about other things. And really, I got to learn so much about the actors and actresses and the writers of the show and the creator of the show. Like, it was very, for me, I was so lit the fuck up in my human design chart. A big part of my energy here is like the listener and collecting of stories and listening. So for me, I was just like, and I was just gobbling it all up. I was just absolutely in heaven. So one of the panels, and I'll talk just a little bit on it. I feel like I want to go deeper in it because it was just like such a beautiful conversation. So I don't know if I'm going to dive into it here. I'll probably do a whole separate one because it was just so, so good. But they were talking about, they got into the conversation of body dysmorphia and body image and disordered eating and things like that. And they were talking about the industry and just, you know, some of the things that were the pressures that were being put on all of them, not just the women on the panel, the men too had, you know, things being placed on them from the industry and just how the shifting in the industry and things have been shifting. And it's really a testament to just so like societally what we are pushing back against us culturally and saying like, we're not putting up with this anymore, and how it is becoming more reflective in how they are creating projects and things of that nature. So like, you know, applauding us and letting us know, like, continue, like, pushing for that, because the stories that one particular actress was sharing was just absolutely heartbreaking. And for me, you know, I've shared, obviously, my struggles with body dysmorphia, disordered eating, and the ups and downs that I've gone through basically since I was, oh, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 was probably when things started for me. It was a very healing and therapeutic just experience. And I was just bawling. And I had several times that I was in the audience just crying and very much connecting in to their vulnerability and their heart and their willingness to just share and talk about themselves in a very open way in front of all of their fans and really allowing themselves to be very much seen and speaking on topics that needed to be spoke on. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. And on top of that, there was a lot of moments that were just absolutely hilarious. So again, it took me through a total somatic and emotional experience. I was crying. I was laughing. I was just in all my feels. It was honestly like a very like deep spiritual experience. And I know for some people, they're going to be like, are you freaking kidding me right now? That sounds so kind of ridiculous. You went to a TVD convention, you went to filming locations for TVD, and you had a spiritual awakening of sorts. And it's like, I did. I can't even put into words like what happened, but for lack of better words, and maybe it's just because I'm still kind of in this process of integrating the things and I have more to move through. Good morning. You guys, I'm sure you guys noticed I'm out walking the dogs right now. So I don't know if I said that when I very first started recording, that this is a Blair walkie-talkie episode. Which I was totally going to record while I was there. I had full intention of doing it when I was there. And it's just, you guys, I was so in it. I was just so in my process, soaking up every single second, was just in complete awe of the entire experience. And then I just did not even like think it to like hit record when I was in the moments that were just so unbelievable. And then by the time I would get back to the hotel, like I am very much now of my energy management is like, you just don't even understand. Like I have my process, I things I have to do. And it's just, it's how I protect my energy. It's how I protect my physical body. It allows me to continue to do what I need to do, not just as a facilitator, but as a mom, as a wife, so that when I come home, like I'm still grounded. I'm not exhausted. And that used to be the case where I would literally like crumble when I would come back from any type of an experience and be absolutely just exhausted and sick. Like obviously I took yesterday to just kind of unwind and reintegrate back into my surroundings. But like, I feel great. I'm energized. And actually my oldest arrives into town with his girlfriend tonight, very late tonight. And it's also me and my husband's 11th wedding anniversary today. So anyways, like side note, all of those things, I'm like, now where the hell was I? Oh, I was going to record while I was there. But then like, yeah, I would get back to the hotel room and I was like, yep, I don't even have the energy for that. I just wanted to do my energy management and then get to bed at a decent hour and rest and give myself what I needed. So I ended up not doing any of those things. So moving forward now, though, I'm definitely going to be sharing some more stuff probably here on the podcast. I'm kind of was playing with this idea, and I think I talked about this on one of the other walkie-talkies that I did, that I'm just going to kind of like shift some things on the like what I'm sharing here on the podcast. It's still going to have still guests and conversations, and we're going to go into all the same kind of topics that I love going into, like I always do, like human design and spirituality and somatics and embodiment work and all of those things. And I love this idea of having this almost be kind of like an audio vlog. What would it be? Audio blog, I think is kind of what it is. It feels very good for me because I used to do this on Facebook long time ago when I very first started my business, and I did lots of lives or videos, and I would take you guys along in the experience and very much like the back end of things and my life. And I was just very vulnerable. And I know many of you have reached out and you've always said like, one, that was either how we connected in the first place. It's how you found me. Maybe it was like through my hysterectomy story or my other surgeries or health struggles or other things that I was going through or my family was kind of navigating. And that's either how you found me or it was very deeply supportive. And I miss doing that. Like I used to do it so much. So I definitely really want to get back to providing content in that way. And I feel like right now, audio blogging, I guess, is what I'm going to roll with. Works really well. Ooh, is that a... I just saw a Roadrunner. I get so excited when I see those things. Okay, so for those of you who live probably in states that have Roadrunners, you're like, yeah, it's a Roadrunner. What's the big deal? But I'm a Washingtonian girl, okay? Like I was born and raised in Washington, lived there for almost all my life. I lived in Vegas for 4 years in my 20s when I was with my oldest father when I was married. Previously, we lived there and moved there for his job. But then I moved back to Washington. And so the bulk of my life, I've lived in Washington. They don't have roadrunners in Washington. Okay. So when I moved to Arizona about a year ago, every time I see one, anytime I see anything, like I literally every time I step foot outside my house and I'm like, oh my God, this and oh my God, that and la, 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 la. Like I geek out. Okay. Like I get really excited, but Roadrunners are my favorite. I think they're super cute. Oh, and the quails, those things are super cute as well. Anyways, so this is probably what you're going to get. This was literally how my videos used to be. So I would get on, I start talking about something and then like, we'd start chatting about other things, but like, that's just how this is how it is. And that's how I roll. So anywho's, be on the lookout for some, probably some TVD content, not only on a new, I'm going to launch that new account, probably today. I think I'm going to roll with it. I already have like 4 reels ready to go because I was having so much fun with the content. I have like so many videos and pictures, you guys. It's like, it's not even funny. So I'm really excited to be creating content for that. I'm probably going to do a couple episodes here on the show and talk about it. But yeah, I hope that you are enjoying this. Oh, move over, you guys. There's a runner. Good morning. A runner coming up. I just had to move over a little bit for the doggies. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing well. And yeah, I look forward to chatting with you more here on the show. And I will see you next time.